This is a Fox News alert. Terror in Highland Park. I'm Laura Cantor. Lake County State's Attorney's Office says 22-year-old Robert Cremo III has been charged in the 4th of July parade mass shooting in the Chicago suburb, which left at least six people dead and at least 30 wounded. Police say the suspect was dressed in women's clothing and had pre-planned the attack for several weeks.
He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers.
Christopher Cavelli, Lake County Major Crimes Task Force. Gina Troiani was at the parade with her son's daycare class when the gunfire erupted.
All of us believe that we're just, you know, fireworks, those loud fireworks, maybe some kid, you know, playing a joke and trying to scare people.
The victim's ages range from 8 to 85 years old. Cremo is an aspiring rapper. A 4th of July shooting in Philadelphia wounding two police officers. Fox's Molly Lyon is in Boston with the report.
This was a fireworks show, a concert going on, and a multitude of people running for cover as these two police officers were wounded, but thankfully survived. One received a graze wound to the head. Remarkably, the bullet was found in the highway patrol officer's hat. The other officer was a member of the Montgomery County Bomb Squad, both treated and released from a local hospital.
At the White House, President Biden presenting the Medal of Honor to four Vietnam veterans.
Today, we're setting the record straight. We're upgrading the awards of four soldiers who performed acts of incredible heroism during the Vietnam conflict.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Texas officials are contemplating whether to declare an invasion in some counties due to the increase in illegal immigration across the border. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has more.
Whether this is a real attempt to use the Constitution to change immigration enforcement policy or whether it's more a publicity stunt is open to question. But officials say, quote, unprecedented challenges on the U.S. southern border are demanding unprecedented actions for the safety of citizens all across Texas. So they're invoking Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which says in regard to all states that the United States, quote, shall protect each of them against invasion. And that's exactly what the Texas counties say they are facing, an invasion by illegal immigrants flooding across the southern border.
Officials in Australia say emergency response teams made 100 rescues overnight due to the massive flooding in Sydney, the nation's largest city. People were trapped in homes and in cars on flooded roads. 50,000 people were ordered to evacuate or given warnings to prepare to abandon their homes. Controversial Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios is facing an assault charge back home.
27-year-old Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios has never made it past the quarterfinals at a Grand Slam event. But at Wimbledon this year, he has made several headlines on his way into the quarterfinals, which he'll play Wednesday. Tuesday, news broke that Kyrgios is facing a criminal charge in his native Australia for common assault, an alleged attack against his ex-girlfriend, December 2021. If found guilty, Kyrgios could face up to 2 years in prison. This week in Wimbledon, Kyrgios was accused by opponent Stefanos Tsitsipas of being a bully, and he broke Wimbledon's strict dress code. Instead of all white, Kyrgios wore red and white sneakers as he took the court and a red hat, which he wore to the interview room. Jared Max, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.